But anyway, we were talking about sayings and that. Stitching time saves nine. Don't. You know, I'm never going to use that. I don't think anyone.
Okay. Suzanne. You're never going to understand it fully, are you?
Suzanne repairs me stuff anyway. It doesn't really matter. But what about the one? About the one in greenhouses and that.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones.
Yeah.
Does that confuse you? You've never understood that one?
No, that's a lot clearer, isn't it? It's sort of saying, don't be chucking stuff about if you're surrounded by glass and what have you.
Yeah, but don't forget, it's an analogy, it's a metaphor, it's not to be taken literally. It's not really just talking to people who live in glass houses. It's saying...
Hang on, sorry, before you say that, Rick, I'm intrigued to know if he's fully got to grips with this. Okay. Just give us your explanation again of what you'd take that to mean.
Well, just don't be chucking stuff about, really.
Well, if that was it, they'd just say that.
No, but that saying's been around a lot longer than we think. That's when people probably did live in basic glass houses and stuff.
Who has ever lived in a glass house? So cavemen went from rock to a nice crystal structure, did they? What are you talking about? When did people live in glass houses?
What they mean now, when that saying's used now, they mean sort of, you know, plasma tellies, ornaments.
No, they don't.
They're saying don't chuck stuff about because you'll break it.
No, it's not about damaging your own property.
They don't mean you're inside the glass house throwing rocks inside your own glass
house. It's a metaphor. It means don't be having a go at people if you yourself have got more to lose. Do you know what I mean? It could be anything. Don't start a war where you could come off bad as well. It's about how fragile your situation is. If you live in a glass house, metaphorically, don't throw stones at someone else, because when he throws it back at you, your house is more easily damaged than his. Again, metaphorically.
It doesn't mean that if you're living in a glass house or in a house with other precious objects, you don't, in your own home, throw bricks about. Because that would be a very specific audience that I was trying to reach, that phrase. I mean, let's be honest, okay, what kind of a mental case?
Do you know
what?
I think we've got the crux to this, right? I think I can answer. Right. Carl, what is an analogy?
It's sort of like a little story told quickly. Isn't it?
It's a little story told quickly. To what end?
Well, it depends what the story is.
Okay.
Give me an analogy.
Well, for me, I thought a one with the greenhouse, yeah. Right?
It's a greenhouse. Before it was just a glass house.
Yeah.
All right, then a glass house.
Okay.
All right. What I mean is that glass house is metaphorical. It's about the fragility of your situation as compared to your aggression or your...
You see, I just prefer sort of, you know, what you say is what you mean. So people who live in a glass house have to answer the door.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. I mean, because you may be a genius, because I don't get that. People who live in glass houses have to answer the door.
Okay, let's hear his explanation.
Because the people knocking at the door will be able to see you, because it's a glass house.
But what...
Eh? But you literally mean it, don't you? There's no analogy there or metaphor for you. You literally mean, if you live in a glass house and someone knocks the door... So there's no hidden meaning there, is there?
Well, normally...
But couldn't that also... You have to add a number of other things... Another caveat. Surely, if you live in a glass house, don't walk around naked.
Yeah.
If you live in a...
these are literal. See, if you... Now, you could actually make that into quite a nice saying there, because if that meant... If someone said that to me and they weren't a shaved chimp, right, if they said people who live in glass houses have to answer the door, I think that means... Oh, yeah, it means that there are no secrets. You can't hide behind anything. If you're very open, if you've chosen to be totally open all the time, you can't go back on it. So people, if you wear everything on your sleeve, if you shout around and you tell the truth, and you can't go back on it, they can see through you.
It can mean that as well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's handy. But just the idea that in your head there should be sayings for people who live in glass houses. Who is it that's living in a glass house?
Well, I'm not talking about them. It's just that if everyone else is bringing up about these people who are living in glass houses, let's get to the real problems they've got.
He still hasn't got to grips with the idea of the metaphor or the simile.
People who live in glass houses should live near a glazier.